From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Plant a tree for your tomorrow.
In our town, we needed to do something about the runoff that polluted our rivers and streams. One thing we did was to plant trees in our yards. You can make a difference in your town, too. For your free Conservation Trees booklet, call the Arbor Day Foundation, toll-free, 1-800-932-1433. Or write the Arbor Day Foundation, Nebraska City, Nebraska.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, there is a shortage of large animal veterinarians across the nation. Dr. Melinda McCall is a veterinarian who practices out of Louisa County, Virginia, and she had this to say about efforts to encourage more large animal veterinarians.
The legislature this year has approved some funding to help make some of these large animal practices more sustainable. And that's aside from federal money that's available for these younger veterinarians. But certainly that's going to be helpful. Money's not the only answer to it, though. I think us as the farming community have to really welcome in new, you know, young people that maybe don't have a background in agriculture to come to these rural areas and help make them feel at home.
Large animal veterinarian, Dr. Melinda McCall.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, precision agriculture. Yes, that has become a common phrase in American agriculture over the past decade or so. Today, we have a special report on precision dairy farming.
Precision agriculture, a concept more ag producers and more citizens are becoming aware of. What they may not realize, though, is that the method and approach to crop production goes beyond traditional row crops and specialty crops. Livestock producers, particularly in the dairy sector, also implement precision ag technologies and strategies.
Really, there are two types of robotic milking breeding technologies in a decision support.
And a recent USDA study looks at what precision dairy looks like on the barn level and where it is being used. I'm Rod Bain. Agriculture Department research economist Jonathan McFadden joins us as we study a snapshot of precision dairy in this edition of Agriculture USA. Heard of cover crops, no-till, the four R's in farm field nutrient application? All examples of precision agriculture, using pinpoint measurements, inputs, techniques, and technologies designed to conserve resources and improve both productivity and profitability.
When people think about precision agriculture, a lot of times they do think about crops, and particularly field crops.
Yet as Agriculture Department research economist Jonathan McFadden notes, precision ag innovation and practices are also found in livestock operations. A recent study conducted by McFadden and Economic Research Service colleagues focuses on precision ag specifically among the dairy sector. Drivers behind the increase of precision dairy application include:
we have this sort of linkage between consolidation, size economies, and greater output, greater productivity overall in the dairy sector afforded by these types of technologies.
So what tech and tools are available in the dairy grower's toolbox regarding precision agriculture?
We have three different general bins of precision dairy technologies. So milking technologies, breeding technologies, and then data and decision support technologies.
Yes, there are robotic milking systems, but also in play is non-robotic milking technologies, such as
a computerized milking system or milking units with automatic takeoffs.
Examples of breeding technologies include
embryo transfer in a sexed semen, which is being increasingly used in the beef on dairy trend, and artificial insemination, which is an earlier technology, although still embeds a certain level of precision nonetheless.
And in the realm of data decision support within precision dairy,
those would be things as relatively low tech as individual cow production records, all the way up to things like computerized feed delivery, as well as nutritionist design diets.
The ERS Precision Dairy study covered an over two-decade period starting in the year 2000. As expected, such technologies have steadily increased across the dairy sector. For the last year measured, In 2021,
at least 90% of milk production came from farms using individual cow production records, nutritionist designed feed, or breeding technologies like artificial insemination and embryo transplant.
Yet an important concept in precision ag, regardless if practiced at farm or dairy level, and reflected in the precision dairy study,
adoption of combinations of technologies. Some of that's because the technologies come automatically bundled, or there are just other economic incentives whereby the farmer would want to sort of use them in combination. By and large, we found that many farmers are using breeding technologies plus some other type of group of technologies.
Also, adoption of precision dairy tech and robotic milking varied based on additional factors.
Adoption by herd size and adoption by region, we analyzed both of those in depth in the report.
So by adoption of region,
in terms of farms that are using all three technology types, milking, data, and breeding, we find that adoption tends to be highest in an area called the Fruitful Rim,
a region of the Southwest from California to Texas, followed by a stretch of the Southern Atlantic coast and Southeast. Herd size also determined the use of robotic milking.
Adoption tends to be most concentrated in the size class of around 150 to 499 head of cows.
Due to optimal economic factors for that size of dairy herd. McFadden notes the data source for this study, USDA's Agricultural Resource Management Survey, ARMS, is based on research of dairy trends in five-year increments starting in the year 2000. So the latest ARMS survey for and data associated with dairy producers and specific topic focuses such as precision dairy, well, that's scheduled to come up sometime later this year. This has been Agriculture USA. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And we're back looking at another lopsided matchup, Jim. Today we have a combine taking on a train.
Yeah, that heavy train is about 1,000 times heavier than the combine. No competition there.
Right, especially given that it'll take at least a mile to stop that train.
That's 18 football fields.
It's no contest. Every day people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
This message brought to you by Operation Lifesaver.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Well, this weekend, we sent out a big old salute to two of our affiliated radio stations. First, in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, WNUZ FM 92.9, and the second station in Wilmington, North Carolina, WZDG FM 88.5. Big old salute to all of our listeners in Pennsylvania and North Carolina. Our pearl of wisdom today comes in by email from listener Carol Harlow, who says, "Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened." Thank you, Carol, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.